today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, it's now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Thursday, is the 27th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verses 1, 2, 4 of chapter An-Najm.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والنجم إذا هوى.
By the star when it descends.
ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى.
Your companion Muhammad has not strayed, nor has he erred.
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى.
Nor does he speak from his own inclination.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
It is not but a revelation revealed.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The words of the noble prophet arise from neither personal desires nor social milieu. Does the blessed verse in question say that the noble prophet does not speak of concupiscent desires, but he merely imparts divine revelation? In this respect, he is different from common people who speak out of their natural inclinations and concupiscent desires. Rather, his words arise from the noble prophet's heart connected to the higher world. When Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was assigned as the imam and successor of the noble prophet at the Qadir Khum, the latter was criticized, but he recited the blessed verse. His word is only a revelation revealed to him.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong at night. A world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you.
And in this part, how to talk to Allah. How often do you want to make heartfelt dua? It is a struggle to convey your words to Allah. or even when making a general dua, do you feel like you are lost for words? Talk to Allah like He is your best friend. When you see something amazing, even though Allah knows it, quietly mention it to Him. When you are walking home from work, tell Him about your day. Tell Him about your plans for next day when you are lying in bed. Tell Him about the dream you had, what you want to eat for dinner when you are stressed. Tell Him about your family. Just talk to Allah. As a result, you will grow closer to Him and it will be easier to make dua and it will be easier to turn to Him in both happiness and sadness.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. That does God really hear us and why does God sometimes not answer our prayers? This is an important question that we want to answer today. All in all, we have to trust the greatness of Allah. We have to trust the experience that Allah knows it best for us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer all the requests and he is totally close to His creatures and He hears everything and he answers all the requests and demands of the people. Some of the requests that has not been given to the person in this world, they will be definitely given to him in the hereafter, because there would be a good compensation for the person, and Allah wants him to compensate for him for whatever good he did in this world. And Allah wants to tell him that, so I refrain to give it in the world, this world to you, since you have done too many good things in certain situations and conditions. So I wanted to compensate that goodness for you here in the hereafter.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Do you know that practicing mindfulness and hold ourselves accountable is one of the acts of worship when we can't pray? Choose a time of day and get into a comfortable posture in a quiet and scheduled place. Settle your state of heart and mind by feeling the life and energy Allah gave you throughout your body. Know and feel that Allah is watching you and focus on being present with Him in that moment. Take a healthy, critical look at yourself. What makes you disobey Allah? Self-accountability is not about beating yourself up for your own shortcomings, but seeing yourself for what it is, realizing the greatness of Allah in comparison, and working on positive change. Make a list of things you need to work on, from character traits like anger or stubbornness, to habits like wasting time. Reflect on the gratitude list you made. Reflect on this new list as you raise your hands for dua. Imagine them as mountains next to each other. What do they look like? What have you been given by Allah? What do you owe Him? This is today's special, and Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. Agree with this sentence? Allah communicates with and conveys various meanings to meant via incalculable signs or ayah he had embedded in each and every aspect of his creation, from the grand set to the humblest and most ordinary. The signs permeate and dominate not only elements of the physical creation, but also the whole of man's existence, his society, civilization, and history. Allah says in chapter Al-Yusuf, verse 105, "And how many signs in the heavens and the earth do they pass by, yet they turn their face away from them." The truth contained in Revelation is essentially the same truth as contained in the working of Allah's providence in human history and the history of individual souls, as well as in the physical and metaphysical signs scattered literally throughout creation.
Allah's mercy is greater than anything that you can imagine. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ The mercy of God encompasses everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when a person repents. When a young person, when a sinner turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَشَدُّ فَرَحًا بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ من العقيم الوالد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely happy when a person returns and does tawbah and turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How happy? من العقيم الوالد. A parent, a lady, and a man, they can't have a child. They wait years. They want to have a child. Eventually Allah gives them a child. How happy are they going to be? They're going to be extremely happy. The hadith says that God is happier when a person decides to change the course of their life and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about tawbah, when we talk about reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't just mean you go and you say astaghfirullah and God will forgive you. No, it's a pathway. It's difficult. It's not always easy. Sometimes you have to fix the errors that you had done in the past. Sometimes if you have oppressed other people, you need to go and fix the problems. You need to go and deal with the oppression that you have caused. But yes, if it's things between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is forgiving. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And I shall forgive. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ La, this is the lam. This is lam al-qasam. This means God is swearing to us. Does God need to make a vow to me? When I want people to believe me, I say, I swear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ And there's a difference between ghafir and ghaffar. Ghaffar means exaggerating the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means I will always forgive. You sin today, Allah will forgive you. You sin tomorrow, Allah will forgive you. If you seek the repentance. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابْ For the one who does tawbah. What does tawbah mean? Tawbah means returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing. doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.